Hey everyone, this is Jason Gardner, and today I'm going to talk to you about having a daily accountability partner. I'm going to talk about what it is and why it's so important. I'm going to talk about how you get one, what you'll say when you communicate with that person, and then how to stay committed to the agreement. So what is daily accountability? Well, daily accountability is basically speaking with someone every single day or communicating with them in some way every single day about your biggest dreams and goals or behaviors that you want to change or actions that you really, really want to create. It's usually pertaining to your biggest dreams and goals because those are the things that we have the most resistance against. And that's the thing that the world will kind of push against us a little bit. Not the world, but people out there and the other people's agendas. The universe is surely with you. And what the universe wants you to do is they want you to show up and they want you to commit to it. So daily accountability is a way to commit to your biggest dreams and goals and the actions and behaviors that you really want to create and change. So why do you want to have that? Well, because that consistency, that behavior, that thing that you can do every single day by staying present with that really is going to make a shift. It's really going to create some action. And what's going to go on the call is you're going to be talking about that. We're going to get to that in a moment. Now, how do you actually get one? It can be a two-way street. You can find someone who also is looking to kind of make some major changes in their life and ask them if they'd be willing to be daily accountability partners with you. That's a fantastic way to do that because you build a relationship that's so deep because the intention of the call is always about the biggest and the best thing that you can do. It's really always keeping an eye on that. Another way you could do it is to put some skin in the game and hire someone just to contact or you contact them every single day and you pay them just to show up. Now you basically put some money into your own investments, your own personal investment into you. You put some money into the game, which is going to have you show up. And of course, they're getting paid, so they're going to show up too. And that's the agreement. So of course, that's the most important thing about the call, is that no matter what you choose to do with someone else, no matter how you choose to communicate with them, now some people do it through Google Documents, some people text, some people call. I do a daily call with my partner. No matter what it is, you have to agree to either show up or clean up, meaning you show up for that call at the desired time, at the time that you guys agreed on, not an expectation, not something like maybe, but it's like an agreed on time. My time is 9:45 a.m. That's the agreed on time. Now, if I can't make it, I should be able to tell someone, my partner, the day before if I'm not able to make it, right? We speak every day. If I do miss it, I clean up by texting or getting in touch soon after saying, miss the call, but more importantly about when we'll get in touch next, okay? The danger is, I'm sorry I missed the call. Sorry I missed the call. I'm sorry I missed the call. That's not gonna serve anybody. It's not gonna serve you. If you can't be accountable for being accountable, then it's over, right? Think about it that way. So the most important thing is to show up every single day. It only takes a few minutes. So what do you say when you're on the call that only takes a few minutes? Well, if it's a two-way street, it goes like this. Hey, how you doing? Good. How are you doing? Good. Awesome. Great. How was your day yesterday? I took care of everything I wanted to take care of. It was a great day. It was really good. Or I didn't really do stuff and I really, blah, blah, blah. This is what I learned. This is what's going on, right? It's all like kind of almost like a coaching call. And then it's, well, what are you going to do today? Right? What are you going to do today? And then, of course, I will tell my partner what I'm going to do today. And we're talking about the biggest things I could do, the action steps that are really bringing me towards the biggest goals. I'm not talking about doing my laundry. I'm talking about the things that will really propel me into a better life. So that's the thing we're focusing on. And then, of course, I'll ask him the same thing. That'll take a few minutes. If we have more time, we might surely talk. We're always seeming to talk about the bigger picture. Whether we go into the minutia about tools and techniques of doing what we're trying to do, we might talk about software or different kinds of apps and stuff like that that'll help us achieve certain things. But we're always talking about what is going to help us achieve a bigger and better us. And that's how we do it. And we commit every single day. And my partner and I, it's a mutual street. We don't invest any money, but we basically, we share the passion of moving forward together. So I wish you the best on this. If you want more information about getting an accountability partner, surely reach out to me. There's contact information, of course, on this podcast. And I wish you the greatest day. Go out and find a daily accountability partner. And this is, it's a game changer. It's huge, huge. It'll really, really keep you focused on the biggest dreams, the biggest goals that you have, and the things that you want to change, and the things that you want to create. So go do that. Have an amazing, amazing day. Thanks again. This is Jason Gardner. Bye.